Oh, that's my music.
Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am not Charisse. I am Christine McIver, and I am thrilled to introduce Charisse Alexander to our network. I am so thrilled to have you, Charisse. This has been a wonderful journey to this moment to have you join us. So welcome to your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, that's what we were just talking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
How long this journey's been. Yeah.
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful getting to know you. I'm thrilled to introduce you to everyone and hear everything that you want to share about sacred leadership. This is going to be definitely one of my favorite podcasts to be listening to on a regular basis because, you know, I'm all about business. So This is going to be interesting, especially getting to know you and understanding some of your journey. And I know there's plenty more for me to learn, but learning about your journey, it's insightful and in a different way. You do business differently than I do and day to day. And so this is going to be really fun to hear what you have to bring to the table.
Thank you. So allow me to start with gratitude, because I'm just like, wow, this has really been a serious journey with this whole process. And I appreciate your patience. Yes, you've earned it. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you for continuing to nudge me and getting me to take this next step in evolution with the podcast. So I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Well, before we jump in and just have a chat, because this is what it's going to be about, I'm going to let all of our listeners and viewers know what this episode is about. And then I am going to read your bio, because let's set it off properly. Let's tell the world exactly who this woman is. So in today's show, we're going to reintroduce Charisse Alexander and the production Sacred Leadership with Charisse. Charisse shares her journey to this point and what she has learned and how she actively works to utilize the tools and resources in practical ways in her daily life, business, and work. Today, we'll highlight authenticity, vulnerability, and a real willingness to own that every day begins with a beginner's mind. The wise man knows that he knows nothing, and Charisse embodies this energy in her approach to both personal and professional manners. Charisse Alexander often describes herself as a Jill of all trades. Her life path has taken her through many roles around sales and finance. Currently, Charisse holds the role of Chief Business Officer with Watt Renewable Corporation. Watt is a sustainable development organization that electrifies communities that experience energy poverty. Personally, Charisse often says, "I am a mother to the most amazing four human beings I have ever met." In addition to being a business owner, she has a strong passion for mentoring and guiding those who feel a sense of being lost or overwhelmed through alternative modalities such as Reiki, yoga, and other holistic modalities that can bring peace and balance to our physical lives. What a holistic human you sound like. I mean, you have done so many things, and you go into from energy renewal to mother to yoga. What haven't you done?
Well, I'll let you know. I mean, for me, it's life is for me where I'm at this exact moment in time is when I get to the end, I want to know that I lived it fully and wholly. And if there was something that I wanted to do, that there are zero regrets when I get there. So, yeah, I try a multitude of things, and what doesn't land and doesn't resonate, I let it go. And what feels good and really lights that fire in the belly, I give everything that I have to it. So those are the journeys, or those are the roles that have gotten me, that fire in my belly really going.
So where did this all start? When did that start to land with you that's what you were really here to do and be?
In terms of where I am at this exact moment in time, or just the journey itself?
Yeah, the whole journey. Were you born and raised in Canada?
So I was born and raised in Edmonton, Alberta. And for a long time I would say that I lived that life that most people do, or a lot of people aspire to, which is, you get married, you have kids, you work a job, you take a couple of vacations a year, and we're happy, or we're supposed to be happy. And I remember it was right around 30. And for those astrology people, they know 28 is your first Saturn return. And it was in that time that I was like, there's got to be more to this. Like, I'm more than just a mom. I'm more than just a wife. I'm more than just any of these roles that I wear. Like, but what is it? And, that got me the first passion that came up in my life, and that was being a mortgage broker. And I loved it. It got me out of bed in the morning. I would dream about it. I would always get the most complex, difficult files, and I would just curse them and be like, why am I getting this? But I soon learned to like lean into that and recognize that that was my gift. My gift was be able to come to a situation and have patience and tenacity and hold space for what's usually a very emotionally engaging experience for first-time home buyers. And did that for many years, roughly 15, 16 years. And then I put a question out there to the universe, and it was like, again, is this all there is? And when you put that question out there, ta-da, you get an answer. And that's what happened. So my life, as I knew it at that point in time, had started to unravel. And went through a separation, a divorce. My career wasn't feeling good anymore. And really felt a sense of being utterly lost and not with and had zero passion at that point in time. And so that's where the journey actually really began. That is where Charisse 2.0, 3.0, whatever version I am at this point in time, that's when the journey really began. It was when that question was really posed in terms like of this, is this all that there really is? And the journey I'm talking about is the one down the road of internal inquiry, faith and spirituality, and what does that mean? What does that look like? And so that's kind of where it all started.
That's wild. That's really, really wild. So today, am I correct in saying that you spend half of your time in Canada and half of your time in South Africa?
Actually, I spend this year's been a little different. I've spent more time traveling lots of places and a very small amount of time in Nigeria. That's where,
That's where you are.
that's where we are. And so yeah, it's been, and it, like I said, it's been a year of real deep dive into myself and really just trying to, like, this podcast is an example of that, just kind of leveling it up. And then there's some other things that I'm not going to talk about at this moment in time, but some real juicy downloads that I got this year as well. And so it's been a real year of like, what lights a fire in my belly, and how do I merge these two worlds of, I love business, I love the strategy, I love making things efficient, I love, solution finding, those kinds of things I do love, but I also equally have love for all things alternative modalities. They've really, it's really just helped me find peace in my life, or begin to like create that inner peace. And so, this year was the year of like, well, how do I put them together? How do you bring these two pieces that I just love and make them practical in like a day-to-day way, like just, personally and professionally, and in how we deal in relationships, and how do I bring this to the people that I work with in a way that it's relatable? So I've learned so many skills this year, so many. And I'm constantly, approaching each day with that beginner's mind so that I can serve. Really, I'm here for the collective, so I'm here to serve.
Very, very cool. What the name of this show is Sacred Leadership with Charisse. What is sacred leadership to you?
Sacred leadership to me. The idea came to me earlier this year, and I was in the down swoop of chaos in my world. But I woke up in the middle of the night I couldn't sleep, and I was thinking about this question that I posed, which is, okay, what's next? Like, how do I bring this all together? And that's where Sacred Leadership was born. And it was exactly what I'd said earlier about, you know, business and spirituality, and how do we bring them together, and how do we talk about them in a way that's very digestible for people. And so when you think about sacred leadership, initially my thought was like business, right? How do we, as a business owner, inevitably you have challenges in getting people to really align with organizational objectives. And trust me, I mean, I have been self-employed for many, many years, but this was the first experience, this one with Watt, where I'm responsible for a lot of people. And unless you own a business where you're responsible for a lot of people, that's a heavy responsibility. And the world of business is changing so significantly in how we deal with our external stakeholders, our internal stakeholders, our employees, with our colleagues, with our boards, et cetera, et cetera. It's been done one way for so long. How was I going to do it differently? And how was I going to be effective at it? So when I first got into this business, you know, I came in with my love and light, rosy colored glasses away. And in the environment we work in, that's not necessarily well received. We'll come back to that. And then I went real hard the other way, which I'm like, okay, we're just going to be really militant about this, like my way or get out of here kind of thing. And that just didn't feel good. And people were not responding to that because it's not authentically me. That's not how I show up in relationship with people. And if you know me, you know that's not me. So then I came back to the middle. And I'm like, there's got to be a middle ground of balance here. And this is, I think, where the sacred leadership really comes in. And what it really means to me is showing up as a leader, first and foremost, in your own personal life, like you, your sovereign being. It has to start there, especially when you're a leader, because how can you lead organizations to meet your objectives and serve the collective and all these other kinds of things if you personally, as a sovereign being, are chaos, you know, in the mind and the body and the spirit and all of these things? If you don't feel aligned in any of those things, then how are you going to be even begin to lead an organization? So sacred leadership starts first with the leader. I tried the other way, which is, well, not necessarily try, but I just started thinking about historically, whenever you want to bring about change, if you try it from the bottom up, it's chaos because there's no clear leader. It doesn't work. So when looking at it in our own business, I was like, well, it must start at the top, and it can't just be the founder or the CEO. It has to be your collective, as it were, of your executives and your management team. And if you can get them to be aligned, then, you know, inevitably what will end up happening is those who are not vibrating in alignment with where the organization is going, they will fall away or they will level up. But either way, we're okay with the outcome. So that's what sacred leadership means to me. It's starting with yourself first, and then we take those principles and we apply them to the other parts of, you know, your life or your business or whatever, wherever you really want to, actually.
Right. That's very cool. It reminds me, I think I've told you I was in human resources in the corporate world. Yeah. And if you don't know, HR people are glorified cops. Mm-hmm. And you have to bring the hammer down over and over and over again. And so no wonder I was not in alignment with doing that. I mean, I did it when I had to do it, but it created chaos within me because I wasn't leading in the way that I wanted to be able to lead with people. And it's just, you just highlighted that little glimpse for me. That's really, really cool. Well, yeah. I want to tell you that I want to hear a lot more, and I know our listeners and our viewers do as well. And it's time for our first break of the show. So if you are listening or watching, you are listening to Sacred Leadership with Charisse. Charisse Alexander is our host, and we are on our home platform, Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, this is Sacred Leadership with Charisse. I have the pleasure to introduce Charisse to our platform and reintroduce Sacred Leadership with Charisse to the world. I'm Christine McIver. I didn't introduce myself in the first segment. I just realized they're like, who the heck is this? I am the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, and I'm the person that's had the pleasure to get to know Charisse and to continue to invite her into our platform. And it's been so much fun getting to know you. And, you know, I'm a coach by nature, so I got to sometimes go, really? Is that really true, Charisse? And Charisse would go, damn it, Christine, damn it. And it's been a pleasure, whether she chose to go forward or not. It's been a pleasure to get to know you. And I know there's so much more to get to know you, like what's going on with you. When you talk about, and you titled today's episode, Reintroduce, what are we reintroducing, Charisse, to the world? Because I know this platform is different from what you've been doing previously. So you had a podcast for how long? A year, 2 years?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
About a year and a half. Okay. So what's different about this reintroduction?
Oh, well, so many things. So the previous podcast was Your Collective, and it was a lot of people around me just like, there were so many messages. Like, I love when these synchronicities start to show up in life. Like, yeah, you should do a podcast. Yeah, you should. You have a great voice. Like, I'm like, maybe later. So, you know, it started last year, and it was just audio then. And near the end of last year, I knew there was like a next evolution that was coming. And that's, I think, when you and I started actually talking. Mm-hmm. And it was video, right? It was like, okay, well, people got to connect this voice with this whole thing.
Beautiful and bass.
Thank you. Right. And then it was like, and then you and I continued talking, and it was about how do we amplify the message? How do we amplify the voice? And a lot of this year has been around me getting really, really comfortable with being out there. There's so many stories about, you know, wanting to just kind of fall to the background and, like, you know, let my brilliance quietly come out through other people. And I still do it to this day. And so this is really more than anything else, kind of just like me really pushing myself to, like, be out there and be fully visible and fully present, even though it's terrifying, but really actually doing that. So when I say reintroduce, I am, and we all are like this if we choose to actually stop and pay attention and look how far you've come. I am not at all the same person today that I was a year ago, let alone, you know, 5 years ago. And so when I say reintroduce, I am so different today than at the beginning of this year. So, so very, very different. So I called it that because I feel different. I show up differently. It irritates some people. And that's okay. I'm not here to, and even that acceptance, right, around, it's okay, I'm not going to be for everyone. Somebody had said to me once in the last few months, like, your very presence, people will either love it, or you will rub them in a way that, like, really agitates them, and agitates them in a way that's actually calling them to look within. Why is what I'm saying agitating you? Why is the way that I'm showing up bothering you? This is me. I'm my own sovereign person, as are you. How you choose to do it is you. So, you know, those kinds of things. So that's what I mean when I say reintroduction of Charisse.
That's very, very cool. It's interesting because I notice a difference in you for sure, in your ownership of who you are. Mm-hmm. is very strong. The confidence level is very strong. And I love that I'm starting three sentences. So my brain's going too fast. In the introduction, you talked about, where is it? I'm not going to find it this quickly, but I love how you talk about a beginner's mind.
Yeah.
And I really do get the sense from you that you do approach everything with a beginner's mind again and again and again. And I think that more today than when I first met you a year ago. Mm-hmm. Very, very much. And you know, it's interesting that you said you would get your brilliance out there through other people. Yeah. And I know that that's great. Empowering other people is fabulous. And I think you, along with most people, have a responsibility to show the blank up. And I've said that a lot of times. Like, I think I even said that to you. Like, you have a responsibility. You've been gifted with something, and you, Charisse, personally have the willingness to go into self-awareness and to ask those strong questions and to go through the hills and the valleys. And that type of journey, being an example and showing up in the world visibly, really putting yourself out there on a much larger scale, is such a gift to other people. It really is a gift. And I'm serious, we have a responsibility. So you have been cultivating yourself and cultivating your awareness and your knowledge, and you know business needs to be done different. You absolutely know that we need sacred leadership and it changes the world. And with that knowledge comes responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I love that you've been challenging yourself and allowing me to challenge you and allowing other people to challenge you to show up more and to really lead, to really, yeah, really lead. So well done. Well done. Thank and you. She's probably like, oh God, what am I doing? But it's interesting because once you jump in, it's nothing that you've imagined. Like it's much easier because you have this awareness, Charisse. You know what you're talking about. Like you really, really do have the capabilities to lead and to lead people to think differently. And we need that.
Well, I think the resistance, if I'm being really honest, is and this just kind of shows how insulated I was, you know, back when I was married. And with that, it was like I literally came out of that marriage not understanding people at all. And what I mean when I say that is like, yes, I've always had an awareness of people and always been the kind of person that holds space, even though I didn't know that's what I was doing. I just thought that's what human beings did, to the point that I would say to people, I'm like, there's nothing special about me. Like there's nothing remarkable. And I wasn't saying it in a way that was like, I realize now that I was actually diminishing my value, but back then I was saying it more in the way of like, we're all special. Like you're special, I'm special, Billy Bob is special, Josie, like everybody is. So there's nothing. And so that still holds true today. It's just the mindset that I was coming from at that particular point in time didn't understand that this ability to really, really hold space for people and allow them to show up as they want to, and then also being able to like have this courage to like be out there and lead. I kind of felt, so when people would say, oh, you're a natural leader, I'm like, am I? Like, I don't really think that there's anything particularly remarkable. But now that I'm doing it and I can see very clearly the impact that I have, and there's just been so many synchronicities, even just in the last few days of people like sending me messages and just being like, oh, I really love that you said that thing. Like I really hit differently kind of thing, right? And that's actually, truth be told, where I love to be, is in those very one-on-one intimate conversations with people where I can drop juicy nuggets that I call divine downloads of that, what that person needs in that particular moment. And when you said it's our job and our responsibility to show up authentically, I did say that to someone recently, but I was reminded of this in the last week where I had said something to somebody who was a mentor and they had just said, oh my gosh, you just reminded me of something that I needed. So thank you so much for saying that is basically what they were saying, because in every interaction, we're teaching or we are learning in every single interaction. Mm-hmm. So it's which role are you taking? And it's interchangeable, right? Even within one single interaction. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I like to approach it.
I love that. I love that. So when you are in the corporate space, what has changed for you in your sacred leadership role? What have you noticed is different for you?
Yeah. For me, integrity is so important. And so when I don't see it being reflected back to me, I get really irritated. But then I remembered, I'm a sovereign being, they're a sovereign being. It's not their integrity that I need to worry about. It's my own within any scenario. So even, you know, working through challenges, I'm constantly tuning into myself. And this has been the balance throughout this last year, right? So when I talk about blending the sacred with the practical, like if we're talking about it in a work and a business setting, so much more like intuitively sitting in the energy of an interaction and really trying to, like, I'm an excellent observer. Like, I've always been somebody who's enjoyed kind of like sitting back and watching the dynamics at play. I constantly will say, you know, you learn so much more from an interaction by what you watch versus what you hear people saying. Their body language really is more nonverbal than verbal. And so that's been a natural thing for me. But the shift in that was, okay, great. You can sit back and logically look at it and see what people might be saying or not saying. But now how do we bring in the intuitive piece? How do we feel into things, right? And the balance that needs to actually happen within that, and asking really good clarifying questions to make sure that, you know, whatever the objective is of whatever the interaction is like, okay, how do we keep integrity within that? Or how do I show up with integrity? Because I really do believe energy is contagious. So if I come in with saying, okay, what's the objective? Okay, so let's stay really rooted in what this objective is. And where the flexibility is like, as long as we stay in integrity with this objective, then the flexibility is in that interaction, if that makes sense. I don't know if that fully makes sense.
It does make sense. I think it might be challenging for some people who haven't been in the boardroom to understand some of those dynamics. Of course, I'm going back in my mind. When I was in the boardroom, when I worked in HR in this large organization, it was 11 men and me. Mm-hmm. And there was so much testosterone in that room. And when I would speak, you know, I expected such pushback, but these were some of the most advanced, aware men that I'd ever worked with. I mean, they were, you know, bullheaded lots and lots of times, but it was very interesting to see them really lean into awareness and lean into their feelings. Now, they weren't as proactive at bringing it out, but when I did speak, they did listen, which was lovely to have that experience. So it's definitely an experience that has fed me in leading as a leader as well. And it's something that I don't think we've even touched the surface of that yet. There's so much more that we can be doing.
Oh, there is. But, you know, I think, again, in fact, I was talking to someone today at work and, you know, he was typing this message and he was totally in line with what I was saying, but it was the verbiage he was using. And so I'd said to him at one point, I said, you know, great intent, I said, but words matter. And so I said, how can you restate your intention without using the negative? So often people who work with me, I talk about the way things feel. What is the energy of something? And so now I start listening to people and they are also talking about the vibe, the energy. How does it feel? And I think if we collectively start to use language that is more intuitive and feeling into situations, then we might be able to break down that barrier that you're talking about.
Yeah, That's definitely something we need to be doing more and more. The world is changing fast. Mm-hmm. We need to put our seatbelt on and be present, very, very present. Mm-hmm. We are up for our second break of the show already. This is going quite quickly.
It is.
But before we go, if you want to connect with Charisse, go to her website. It's pavitraleadership.com. That's P-A-V-I-T-R-A leadership.com. Or Charisse, which is spelled S-H-E-R-I-S-S-E at pavitraleadership.com. So we're going to go to our break. You're listening to Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. And we're going to be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sacred Leadership with Charisse. You got to get your tongue around that when you're saying I am the host today's show, Christine McIver, and I'm here with our brand new host here on the Inspired Choices Network, Charisse Alexander. So it's a great thrill to have you here. And I really do love listening to different perspectives, because I think that the only way that we grow as individuals is to hear these different perspectives. Absolutely. Now, in the introduction, you talked about daily tools, the daily tools that you use. Can you share some of those tools with our listeners?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. There's it really depends on like where I am and what's going on. And so even, you know, I was just in Panama. And my energy was really chaotic when I got home and was just exhausted. I mean, everybody who flies knows that flying is like actually really hard on the body. Mm-hmm. And so when I got home, I first of all gave myself permission to totally unplug and do zero. And then the next day, you know, as I'm getting back into my day, so things that I really like to do, I really enjoy the mornings. I'm a morning person, and I'm a morning person because I don't like being rushed into my day, because the rest of my day is very hamster. Okay. I don't want to say hamster on a wheel, intense, very high energy, and requires a lot of energy and engaging with people. So I like to really gift myself with the early morning hours. So I'll do things like, you know, yoga, go for a walk, you know, grounding practices. Meditation is really big in my world right now. And those, it's funny, if I actually told you how long it takes me when I'm gifting myself, it's hours.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's because, you know, I'm in Canada at the moment, so I have the time. And so I'm enjoying the time, and the ebb and flow that I have actually found with this year is that I come back to Canada or wherever I choose to be, and it's like a real solid rest and reset. So when people are like, you're always so busy. Yeah, but you know, I take a lot of downtime for myself. I really, really do. So, you know, the tools and things that I talk about, I've talked about on your collective. I do lots of things in terms of like, you know, cleansing and balancing energies, doing energy work, you know, anything that where I feel like a lot of somatic work, for listeners who might not know what somatic means, it means anything that you feel in your body. So when things are, and I'm not necessarily speaking, health ailments, it could just even be sore joints or muscles. To me, I read my body in terms of like, there's something that I'm not processing or willing to let go of. And again, it comes back to that being the sacred leader in your life first, because if this is not okay, then there's nothing else that I'm going to do that's going to be okay. So that's why I give so much time to myself.
That's all right. I've got to tell you this cute little thing. Have you ever heard of snurtling?
No, never.
It's the coolest thing. It's laying in bed and just snuggling down a little bit longer, just enjoying that. So when you said that, I love mornings too. And I saw this on a post somewhere and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm doing. I'm snurtling. Just taking in the time with yourself before you jump into your day. So that's a beautiful thing. What do you find is the greatest benefit to doing that for you, taking that time? I know you're resetting, but what does that bring to sacred leadership when you do show up with others?
I think it really aligns you for the day. Sleep is a beautiful and powerful healing modality in and of itself, right? And again, this person I was having a conversation with work-wise today, we all go through things in life. Compartmentalizing can be very, very difficult, depending on what it is that you're going through. And as I say to my people, we're whole human beings. So it's actually not my expectation that whatever you're going through personally, that you leave at the door. So for me, what I'm doing, and I have an open door policy in my office. So, I say to people all the time, like, whatever you're carrying, come and like, I'm here for you. But in order to hold space for people, you must fill this contain, like you got to be whole yourself. So what I'm doing is I'm tuning in with myself. I'm asking myself, my highest self, like, what is it that you need today? What do I need to know for the day? Like, what are the things that are like most pressing that need to be addressed, like in terms of like work? Or, personally, like, what does my body need in this moment? And so this is where that intuitive piece really, really comes in, because I'm not using my logical mind in that. And that's why it takes so long, is because even this morning when I was doing a meditation, there was a lot of flurry of activity in my mind, a lot. And then it quieted down. And then that's when the brilliance actually comes through. That's when the guidance comes through. So, after that activity is done, I'm like, okay, well, what is it that I feel like I need today? And so it's like, I did some yoga and I, worked on some podcast stuff. I had like 3 coffees and just whatever it is so that I can fill my own cup. And one of my own coaches had said, and it was such a beautiful visual for me, but she actually said to me, she's like, you hold a lot and do a lot for a lot of people, more than you probably even give yourself credit for. And so she's like, if you're not constantly filling your own cup, like, you should be giving from the overflow, not actually from the cup. You should be filling that cup, overflowing. And then that way, when you're giving from your overflow, it doesn't ever bring along any resentment with it, which was a real huge learning thing for me, because I don't ask anybody for anything. It was putting people in the position of, when I ask, you must do. And if you do not do, then I'm going to be angry at you because I never ask.
We're such cute humans, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. We are such
cute humans. Well, and it's true. When we empty ourselves out for others and we've got nothing to come home to within ourselves, we do build resentment. We do build resentment with our family because we've got nothing to bring home to them either. And we miss out on the reason why we're here. We're not here to work. We're here to live, right? Yep. And so those practices are so important. I really, really love that. Have you brought that information to the executive team where you're working?
It's the timing of what you just said is so perfect, because this morning as I was doing yoga, I was like, I should really lead a yoga class at the office. And I had these really great ideas when I was in Panama. And the lady I was working with, she's like, you should maybe consider creating like a Zen zone, where people can try these alternative modalities. So like, she's like, you can have a massage chair and you can have a this thing and you can have a that, like all the things that I do for myself that make me feel good. How do you bring that into the workplace? Because then you actually begin to create an environment where people are like, oh, I love going to work. Like, they just take such good care of me. And in ways that people don't even know that you need. Because there's, of course, you know, give me a paycheck and give me benefits, you know, healthcare, dental, et cetera. But what about those other things that nobody thinks about, like 10, 15 minutes just to like get a good foot massage from like a massage pad or having just being in people love being in my office because I was very intentional about my office being very welcoming. So, you know, I've got my crystals and I've got plants and I've got aromatherapy and I've got like, it's just very, it's very bright and it's very light because I want you to feel really good when you are in my office. So to answer your question, I haven't, but it absolutely up in the last week. Nobody knows that yet, so I guess they're hearing it here.
Announcement, people.
Working through the details in my mind of how we do that.
That's very cool. One of the things that we did at our workplace, because we got a government kickback, was we brought something health-wise to the environment. And so what I did was I provided breakfast. We had breakfast every single morning. And you know, the difference in the environment was so palpable. People were greeting each other in the morning. They weren't just dragging their butts to their desk. They were spending time and they were nourishing their bodies because they were running out the door with the kids and didn't have time to grab breakfast for themselves. And it's not a big thing, but it was so appreciated. Mm-hmm. And we saw a difference in just the interaction and how people enjoyed each other or got time to speak to somebody because they were so devoted to their jobs. They didn't take that time. So bringing that into the workplace it's such a gift for the environment and the organization because the organization gets stronger and people don't want to leave when they enjoy where they're working. It is such a good thing. That's awesome. Okay, so my next question is, what can people look forward to in this ongoing podcast? What are you going to be bringing to us that is going to be unique to Charisse?
Yeah, for me, it's really a lot of, you know, this last year and a half has been a lot about tools and resources and talking to people about these tools and resources. And if you've followed your collective at all, you would know that all the things I'm talking about, meditation, relaxation, somatic practices, all of these things are things that I've tried. And so the next year or this next iteration of this particular production is really going to be about, okay, let's take all these tools that we've talked about, let's put them in the workplace and let's see what happens, right? Because there's still the idea, even with all of the changes and the pressures on the existing system, that the old way, and I'm not going to use terminology that we frequently hear, but I'm just going to say traditional ways of doing things, it's outdated. And you just spoke about how things are changing very, very rapidly. And that's because the collective is calling for it. The collective is no longer okay with the way that we were doing things. And when I say collective, for listeners who don't necessarily understand what I'm talking about, when I say the collective refers to all of us. That it refers to every single person, whether you know you're awake or not, whether you know that you're aware personally or not, we are all part of the collective. And the energy of the collective at this point in time is we are no longer okay with the way that things were done. And we can do better, we must do better, but we have to also show up differently and better or more in alignment, we'll say. Mm-hmm. So this iteration of the production is going to be really connecting with business leaders who hold the same kind of thought process, talking about the challenges that they face and how they navigate those things. And this is not about subscribing to one particular faith or spiritual denomination, because here's the truth, in every single one of them, the common theme is love. Period. And we don't have to make this very flowery and, you know, romantic. It's not about that. I was saying to someone today, I said, love isn't a kindness. Love is as simple as, oh, it's traffic, it's rush hour, I'm just going to pause and let this person in. It's as kind as holding a door for someone, using our manners, like anything that is heart-centered that we are directing at someone else is actually an act of love. So how do we bring that into the workplace so we can change what people are experiencing? Because ever since COVID, businesses are struggling in terms of their people. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I said to her, I feel like as much as we are more connected today digitally, we are more disconnected. And oh, yeah. People are missing that heart-centered, genuine, genuine connection. So how do we bring that back? That's the question that we'll pose.
I love that. And it's, we need that to breathe. Mm-hmm. We need that to be able to continue to breathe in our world. It's so, so vital. Well, we are up for our final break of the show. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap all this up with Charisse. We're going to give her a huge standing ovation for her first show here on the Inspired Choices Network. And we're going to look forward to hearing her again next week. So you are listening to Sacred Leadership with Charisse. We are on the Inspired Choices Network with our new host, Charisse Alexander. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Do you like hearing your website address?
Honestly, I got butterflies in my belly because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like doing it. It started this year as just this, and this is what I was telling someone today about like manifestation, right? I was like, it literally started as an idea that woke me up. And I remember I furiously put it in my phone so I would not forget. And then like got to work on it the very next day. And as I'm listening, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing it. Like this is a thing. Like I'm doing it.
you are in your dream. You are right now in your dream. You have done a great deal in your life to bring you to this moment. So mm-hmm. celebrate it absolutely. And then get ready to bring brilliance again and again. And that's such a gift. And as I said, it's a responsibility that is going to feed so many people, including you. And so this is so, so exciting. So what else do you want to share with our listeners about Sacred Leadership and about you? Like, what is some one thing that maybe we don't know about you that you'd like to share?
Okay. I'm an intense introvert. I'm really owning that.
Oops.
I'm really good, I think, at being a little bit of a chameleon. And what I mean when I say that is when you interact with me one-on-one, you won't get that feeling. You really, really honestly won't. And to clarify what that means is like my energy is fueled from me. It does not come from other people. So what I bring to each experience with people when it's heart open and rooted in like authenticity, what you're getting is very, very real, but that also requires that I have to like really recharge my own batteries a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and that honestly, I didn't even realize that until like after the divorce. I'm like, you know what? I'm actually kind of comfortable. Like this is kind of juicy.
the things we learn after divorce, maybe that should be a show.
Yeah. Right.
We have a long lineup of people that could come on and talk with you.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous.
So, sorry.
Continue. What else would you like our listeners to know about you?
What else would I like them to know about me? Oh my gosh. Why am I drawing a blank here? Oh, okay. This is going to be new and juicy. And I haven't really told anybody this unless you're like super close to me. But, you know, last week when I was in Panama, I was working with a mentor. And so what we did, it was a lot of energy work, right? A lot of people thought I was just on holiday. No, it was not a holiday. No, it was not. It was not. So this is what I mean when I say like blending the two worlds of spirituality and business, because Yes, I was in Panama, and Panama is a very lovely country. But it was so intense. Like, it was an energetic, spiritual experience is what it was. And, you know, I went by myself, and the end of the day would probably end like around 4 or 5 p.m. And I would go back to my hotel, and I totally would just veg out and do, I'd veg out for a little bit, but then I would like dive right back into it. And I was like, just ferociously reading and consuming information. And so I was just so exhausted. And anybody who does energy work totally understands that it can be very, very taxing. So I learned a lot about myself in that experience. And so she says to me, she's like, okay, we're going to do like energy readings, and you're not going to get to use any tools. No cards, no pendulums, no this, no that. What? Pardon? How am I going to do this, right? And she literally, you would love her, right? The coaches that work in my life would love that she was forcing me to like let go of this crutch. Wow. And she pushed me off this cliff and was like, fly, baby, fly. And so it was just this experience of where, you know, the first one was like, it really forced me to trust myself. And so what I came away with after last week was this really newfound sense of trust within myself first and foremost. And it was so extremely valuable. Like, forget the readings and things like that. It was learning how, because the first question people always will ask when you are leaning into intuition and energetics is, well, how do I know? How do I know what's divine? And the reality is what I learned last week is it's literally everywhere. The process we are going through on this journey is like, how do you begin to recognize it for what it is? And so, last week was a very intensive energetic workshop, and I'm super excited to like apply all the things that I learned the work. And so that's what you can expect this next few weeks is like, I'm going to be talking about what I'm applying from what I learned, and we're going to experience this together. Let me be just really, really honest. This is like a very real and very live moment to moment experience. I'm not professing to be a professional in anything like in terms of this. This is like just an idea where I think we can bring this together, and you're going to get to see like, okay, did that work? No, it didn't. Okay. Do we have to tweak? Oh, okay. Yes, we do.
I think that's going to be really cool because people will be with you in the moment. Yeah. They get to experience you experiencing you. Yeah. And it's such an invitation to allow yourself grace as you learn and grow.
Yep.
That is going to be, oh my gosh. So I've got more of people's shows to listen to, and I spend a lot of my time in learning, and it's great because I get to hear different perspectives and go, yes, I would love to try that piece and this piece. So that's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing all of these shows that you've got planned and learning about your adventures and how you're bringing your authentic self, your intuitive self to the workplace and then back again to you. That's really exciting. It's like a great movie to watch, and I'm up for it. And I hope all of our listeners are as well. Okay. If you are enjoying this show and you would love to support Charisse and get her message out to the world, please go to iTunes and please search Sacred Leadership with Charisse. Give her a 5-star review because she's that damn good. Mm-hmm. Leave a quote, because this is the way to get this information out to other listeners that are looking for this information. If you know about algorithms and you know that there's a lot of noise in the world, this is how we get it out there more and more. Again, go to Charisse's website. That is pavatarleadership.com. Send Charisse an email and tell her how damn good you enjoyed this show and how great she was. Charisse@pavatarleadership.com. Come back and check out her shows going forward here on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com or anywhere where you listen or watch. You will find this episode and you find all of her future shows. Charisse, well done. Congratulations and welcome to our show. This is our platform. I'm so happy that we've made it. I'm so happy. And listeners, do tune in again next week. Charisse will be back again every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.